Okay, the mech for this unit review is a Mad Cat Mark IV. This is a black Mad Cat. I believe it's a Black Widow Mad Cat. I'm not sure. It does not have a ranking, so I don't have a stripe or star or anything. It is Collector 063 from the Battle Force set. It is one of a set of four similarly themed black and red mechs. There's this Mad Cat. There is a Loki, a Vulture, and a Thor. Combined, they're right at 1,000 points. This individual unit is 223 points. Again, it has no rank, so I'm assuming that means unique. This particular one is dead on 14 clicks. It has a halfway decent heat dial. If you roll good, it's a great heat dial. First heat click, you actually get an extra bonus to your speed of 1 with no die rolls required. The second click, your speed goes up by 2, but you have to roll for your energy or primary weapon, a yellow, so if you roll 1 to 3, you gain another heat. Zero modifiers on the two weapons at this click. Next click, the two weapons both have a minus 1 damage modifier. Speed is still at a plus 2. I do not know if that's a typo or not, but we play them as they're printed. You do have to roll yellow for energy again. If you miss roll, you add 1 to it. And you have to roll yellow for movement. If you miss your roll, you cannot move, but you can still attack. Next click, it does get nasty. We have minus 1 to the primary damage, minus 2 to the secondary damage, and a still plus 2 for the movement. Primary energy is yellow. Roll bad, 1 to 3, gain a heat. The ballistic is red. Roll bad, 1 to 4, and you gain your ballistic damage plus 1, which in this case would be 4, since it's a 5, minus 2 for being on the heat dial, plus 1. So it's a 4. Kind of convoluted, but that's the way it is. Also red on the movement while you're at a plus 2. If you roll 1 to 4, you can't move, although you can still attack. The next heat click, it is shut down. Not a bad heat dial if you can roll well. That last one's kind of nasty. The stats on this one are pretty good. It vents 2 like normal. Has a 10 range on its primary, which is energy, 2 shots per turn. It has a 15 modified range for its secondary ballistic weapon with 2 shots per turn. The primary, on the first click, does 3 clicks with red, which is pulse. So if you have a successful attack, you have a free attack at a minus 2. And when I say free, I mean free. It does not cost an order, does not gain any extra heat. You get that twice because you have 2 attacks per turn. 2 successful attacks means 4 total attacks. Potentially 12 points of damage, not counting criticals. The ballistic on the first click does 5 damage, no special equipment. The speed is 8 on the first click with jump jets, which makes this a really nice unit. 10 attack with no special equipment, and 1 point armor on its 21 defense. Next click down, things change a little bit. Still the 3 with pulse on primary, still 5 on secondary, still 8 with jump jets, 9 attack, which is not real good for a mech this size. And still 1 point armor on its 21 defense. Next click down is unchanged. One more click down changes a little bit. Energy loses pulse, still has 3 damage. Ballistic does 4 clicks. Speed is still 8 with jump jets. And still 9 attack, 20 defense with no modifier. Next click down, still 3 damage energy, still 4 damage ballistic, 9 movement with a circle for jump jets, which means if you use the jump jets, you gain heat. 8 attack, 20 defense, both of those unmodified. Next click down, we still have 3 damage energy, unmodified. We're down to 3 clicks on ballistic, but we gain a green square, which is homing beacon. If you hit somebody successfully till the end of the following turn, any ranged attack with ballistic weapons on that target, regardless of the attacker, is at a plus 2. 9 movement on this click, 8 attack, and 19 defense, all of which are unmodified. Next click, 2 energy damage, 2 ballistic damage, still with homing beacon. 9 movement, 8 attack, 19 defense, all unmodified. Next click down, still 2 energy damage, 2 ballistic damage with homing beacon, still a 9 movement. We go to a 7 attack, but we gain improved targeting, which is where you get to reroll one die of your attack roll unless your attack roll was one of the 4 criticals. Critical fail, critical miss, critical hit, critical success. Those 4, you don't get to reroll the extra dial. This is a recent change since the episode where I read the special equipment. We figured that if you score a critical, you shouldn't get to either avoid the critical miss or upgrade a critical hit. So criticals stand on improved targeting, but you do get to reroll one attack die on any other normal attack. You also do not get to upgrade to a critical. If you roll, you reroll, and the new roll is a critical, it is not a critical. Kind of confusing, but we think it's fair. 19 defense, and no modifiers. Next click, still 2 energy, 2 ballistic damage, still have homing beacon. 10 movement, but no modifiers. Still 7 attack with improved targeting. 18 defense with no modifiers. We lose. Next click down, we have a 2 energy damage, but we lose our ballistic damage, so there is no ballistic weapon at this point. Still 10 movement, still 7 attack with improved targeting, still an 18 defense. For those who are keeping track, this is where the black triangle is located for the original repair rules. Next click down, still 2 energy damage, still no ballistic damage. 10 move, unmodified, 6 attack with improved targeting, 17 unmodified defense. One more click down and we are salvage. 0 damage to both weapons, 11 movement, 6 attack, black, which makes it salvage, 17 defense. This unit can move and can perform a ram attack, but may not do anything else other than vent. Next click down, still salvage, of course. So we're to a 5 attack and a 16 defense, everything else the same. Next click, the only change is a 15 defense, still salvage, 5 attack, and 11 movement. And after that, he's dead, so that last click he could perform a kamikaze on. This unit is really powerful, but I always do very badly with him. He's great if you can hit, but I can't hit with him, and I don't know why. I put a pilot in him. You'd think I'd do better with this one. Maybe I'm just not a good player. I don't know. He's great until I walk up against, you know, something heavy like a King Crab or a Marauder or something. You put him in an even fight, this one's going to lose, and I don't know why. Like I said, could be the player. We haven't ever swapped teams, so I don't know if my luck would hold with, say, Ken's team. So I don't know how, if it's me or if it's the unit. But he's good. He's fast. I usually run him with the Vulture on the same team, the Black and Red Vulture. They both have jump jets, and I can run him out, go up onto some of our terrain, get him elevated to give him a bonus on his attacks and a bonus on his defense. That does help, but not always. Last time I used him, he got shot out of the air because we have a double jump move. Where if you have jump jets, you can effectively run with your jump jets, but you do it elevated. And he just got shot right out of the air and also overheated. So it wasn't pretty. It really wasn't pretty. That was on the game report for episode 4. When we actually said he got shut down twice, which was incorrect. You can't get shut down twice. He got shut down by T-Simp and at the same time overheated himself and shut down. It's only one shutdown since everything happened simultaneously. The way we play, if a unit is in the air and gets shut down, we roll a pilot skill to land, 1 to 3, you don't land well, you fall down, take a click of damage, 4, 5, or 6, you land fine, but you are still shut down. We do that so we don't have 80 tons of rain coming out of the air. It just makes life a little easier. It's fun to play. He's fast for a mech. He's powerful for a mech. He's got some good arm. He's got some good defense. But I just, you know, if you don't have something with him to team up, he's not a good solo unit. For the points, you have to invest in him. He's not a good solo unit. There are other units with similar points that are better on the field. I like him, though, because it's one of the few really big, powerful muscle mechs I have. I use him in almost every game. Matter of fact, if you listen to the game reports when I say Black Mad Cat, well, that's this one. I do not have him in my next team. I have an all-vehicle infantry team. Actually, I have two teams set up, 1,000-point and a 1,500-point. And I'm going to see how they do against one of Ken's normal teams. I'm not hopeful, but we'll see. I have some strategies involved. Have to have real good strategies to play without mechs. So we'll see what happens. Now the vehicle. Today's vehicle is a 47-point, one-stripe, Skadi, I don't know how to say this, S-K-A-D-I, Swift Attack VTOL. This is number 025 from the Wolf Strike set. I believe it's a Benson's Raider. The big double-headed axe symbol, for those who keep track. This is one of the coolest flying units in the game. It's kind of like a small armored airplane, but instead of wings, it's got big fans on either side. Pretty cool. The fans are supposed to be positionable, but on this particular model, they don't move. So I'm not going to force them and break them. This one is a pretty neat one. I'm going to put him in my next team, my all-vehicle infantry team. He's actually on both versions of the team. I say team a lot. This is a pretty neat... We're going back to the team thing. This is a pretty neat vehicle. He is on my new all-vehicle infantry teams, both the 1,000 and the 1,500-point teams, because he has some really nice abilities that I actually don't have anywhere else. Got him on this unit. Being a VTOL, he can fly. We have custom-made flight stands, so we currently have an elevation of about 23 inches with our flight stands. I'm going to extend that a couple of more inches with the clear flight stands that actually go on the bases. That's going to be pretty cool. So we'll have a 26-inch ceiling in our games. It's really nice to give us a good point of view of where everything is instead of having them at the ground level and have to imagine, hold them up, and, well, he's up here about, let me see. No, we can measure, put them up, and they stay that way. This unit, like most flyers, is dead real soon. This one's dead on 5. Not a lot of clicks. But he's got some nice stats, which may help him keep alive a little bit longer. He has an energy weapon, minimum 2, maximum 10-inch range. His first click, he does 3 damage, but he's got T-Simp, which means if you shoot a mech, the guy driving the mech's got to roll on a 1 or 2, the mech is shut down for the next phase. Not shut down during that phase. You still don't get your bonuses. Starting the next phase, there are attack bonuses. That's nice. I don't have T-Simp on anything else, I don't believe. So I'm going to use him so I can try to shoot at something of Ken's and one of his mechs and shut it down so that I can shoot at him. Has a starting speed of 18, which qualifies him for the high speed movement modifier, which gives him a +2 to his defense when he's moving 17 or faster. 9 attack, which is not bad for a little 47-point unit. His defense is 18 with a green square. A green square is decoy, which means if you are the target of a successful attack, including a critical hit or critical success, the attacker must make a second attack roll. If the second attack roll fails, too bad, you missed. The second attack roll does not count as an additional order, doesn't require any extra heat or anything like that. But they got to hit you twice in a row every attack. So even though he's only got 3 or 4 clicks of good health, he's hard to hit on the first one. Next click down, still 3 damage with T-Simp, still 18 movement, an 8 attack and an 18 defense, still has decoy. Next click down, he has a 2 damage with T-Simp, but T-Simp is a circle. If he uses it, he takes a click of damage. His speed is down to 17, still qualifies for the high speed defense modifier. 8 attack, 17 defense, but he still has decoy. Next click down, he loses all of his special equipment. He has 1 damage, 16 speed, which does not qualify him for the high speed modifier, 7 attack, and a 16 defense. Next click, he is salvage. He can only move. He has no damage on his weapon, a 15 movement, a 6 attack with black square salvage, and a 15 defense. And that was his last click, so he can kamikaze. Does not need to roll to hit. And with a 15 movement, he can take out somebody quite a ways away, or at least do some damage to him with that kamikaze. I'm going to use him to try to harass Ken's Max. I'll put him up 10 inches off the ground so he's within range of his weapon, and just do fast, high-speed flybys. Do a full speed, do a full move assault order, come down a little, attack closer. The rest of my move puts him back up high. So the next phase, he's up out of range. During that phase, he'll be vulnerable at his low point, but that's a chance you take. Hopefully, he's going to be effective. I'm going to just harass. If I can shut down a mech, that's really going to be sweet. I've got a strategy set up for that. Actually, Ken gave me the strategy. I don't know how wise it is to use somebody's strategy against his own units. So he may have designed it specifically to fail. He's smarter than I am, so it may work that way. And of course, he's probably already coming up with strategies to defend against that. But that's the game. That's what we do. Bang on the microphone stand. Neat little units. I've probably said that a dozen times. I'm going to start using them more. My new team actually was going to have 3 or 4 of them, but I don't have any others with T-Simp, so I'm just using this one in my new team. When we do a game report with this, I will tell you if it works. Our infantry unit this time is a 15.1 stripe Fenry battle armor. A little four-legged animal-looking battle armor. It's an infantry unit, obviously, because this is the infantry portion of the unit reviews. 029 collector number. I believe the set is Age of Destruction. The set symbol is the silhouette of the mech inside the big white explosion. I think that's AOD. When I do the links for the pictures, it'll be correct. I have not had a lot of success using these, but I have 3 of them, so I'm going to put them out on the field next time I play. Put them together in a combat formation, see how that works. This unit actually has more clicks than you might think. He's dead on 7, which is not bad for 15-point infantry. Energy weapon, 8 range. First click, 2 damage on his weapon, 8 movement with the foot speed, which means he can capture. 7 attack, 17 defense with no special equipment anywhere. Next click is unchanged. Third click is 2 damage, 7 movement, 6 attack, and 16 defense. One more click takes him to 1 damage, 7 movement, 6 attack, 16 defense. And this is the location of the black triangle for those keeping track of that. Next click down, 1 damage, 6 movement, 6 attack, 15 defense. One more click, still 1 damage, 6 movement, 5 attack, 15 defense. Next one down, we lose our damage completely. We have 5 movement, 4 damage, a 14 defense, but he is not salvage. He still has his attack, but he has no damage, so he might as well be salvage. And then he's dead. We're going to see how these work in a combat formation, because combat formations in this game allow a maximum of 3 units total. The primary unit gets +1 to its attack for each other unit in the formation. So with the three, you get a plus two to your attack. That will give one of them a nine attack before any other modifiers. That's not too bad. Nine's better than seven by a long shot. And then if that one hits, the other two each get a plus one on their attack. So it would have a nine and two eights. Only single shot, only 2 points. It's going to be hard to do any damage to any mechs with these. I'm hoping to run them on the round. I'm hoping to run them around the side, maybe flank a vehicle or something. I don't expect them to be very effective other than a distraction, but they might be a distraction that will take down a vehicle so that something else can destroy it easier. And I want to have a little variety on the team. I play the same teams all the time, and I don't do well. So I'm changing the teams up. I may not do well, but then I know it's not the team. I know it's the player. But we've pretty much figured that out already, haven't we? This portion of the MechWarriors Heavy Duty Podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. This means you can give it to anyone you want, but you can't change the files and you can't make any money off of it. All terminology in this portion of the podcast is to be considered copyright its respective owners. No claim of ownership is made.